T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, were you at all conflicted last night with your TV options?
I was. I mean, you had the Pro Bowl skills competition, which on the surface, you look at and you're like, it's not interesting at all.
Right.
And I do have to say, it wasn't compelling TV.
No.
But then on the flip side, obviously Michigan's taken on Northwestern. And Michigan has not been compelling TV.
Mm-mm.
And they finally get a win. And it was one of those where I wish when the night was over, I had watched more of the Michigan game, but it was kind of one of those. I was stuck in fandom last night where there, you know, what was it at halftime? It was what, 26-25,
yeah.
And I had watched a couple of minutes, and they had gone, you know, it was like flip flopped, and I'm like, okay, they're up, and they're up because I wasn't watching. So then I'm like, well, if I watch, they're going to lose. But if I don't watch, and then in the second half, I would flip back. They'd be up by, you know, 8 or 9. And then all of a sudden, you know, Northwestern would score like 2 points. I'd be like, oh, it's my fault. I'll turn, you know. And then when you obviously get the final score, 68-51, they blew them out in the second half. I kind of felt like I contributed because I didn't watch, although I should have watched. It's the conundrum of the fan.
You watched too much water balloon toss instead.
The water balloon toss was terrible.
That was the worst part.
It was terrible. And you could predict that one going in. That's a dumb one. It's just stupid.
I think the Lions were the first two out. Sewell and Ragnow.
Yeah, again, don't care.
Offensive lineman, John. Not the most athletic.
Well, let's not get carried away here.
Wow. Is that a counter to your skin color?
Your pasty whiteness?
No, you're right. It was predictably.
All right, Snowflake.
Predictably.
That's another whole connotation.
You just got to dish it and take it, all right? I thought last night was predictably dull, right? But it was a morbid curiosity. You watched.
Right.
We both watched.
Train wreck.
I thought the golf thing was kind of dumb, too.
Well, the golf one could have been better if they sped it up a little bit.
Right.
And then Dan Orlovsky, same comment after every hit. I mean, it just was, you know, oh, I got a hold of that one. Oh, wow. I mean, are you supposed to say, though?
And it was pre-taped, which takes a little bit of the live fun out of it.
Yeah.
The only thing that really got me interested was, well, first of all, I liked the accuracy challenge early.
Sure.
That felt like the type of stuff they should be doing at the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the dodgeball late.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley.
Throw more interceptions than touchdowns and you're a Pro Bowler.
Hey, for everybody touting that Goff's a Pro Bowler, that's his company. I'm just saying. But the dodgeball, I was actually interested in the dodgeball.
Jeez, why do you hate golf so much?
We'll get to that in an hour, don't worry.
Oh my goodness.
He's a lovely man, does many things in the community. Football player, he's all right. The dodgeball, I'm watching that at the same time that I've got Michigan on the second screen. That's right, Michigan basketball second screen.
Screens by screen.
Yeah, I popped up the surface here. And you got Joey Baker going on a run for Michigan, and I got dodgeball on the other screen. And I had this moment, and I'm like, do I not know the rules of dodgeball? So Saquon Barkley is facing off against Demario Davis, one-on-one, winning team advances to the final of the dodgeball challenge. And Demario Davis whips the ball, hits Saquon Barkley, and Demario Davis is eliminated because he hit him in the head. No headshots rule.
Apparently, you don't know the rules because headshots are not allowed.
When did we change that rule?
It's been a rule forever.
Has that always been the rule in dodgeball?
Absolutely.
You can hit him in the shoulder, but not in the head. You can hit him in the neck, but not the face.
Yes, that's the rule.
Oh, it's stupid.
It's the rule.
Rule.
It's the rule
has
from.
That, Gov, has that always been the rule of dodgeball?
I thought it was fair game anything.
That's what I thought.
Oh, no. You can. There's no headshots.
Well, from point blank range, I think there's a thing.
These are professional athletes. You can't hit them in the head with a dodgeball?
No, it's dodgeball rules.
We got targeting and dodgeball?
They didn't call targeting, but no, it's from 4 years old until forever. It's no headshots.
I guess I just grew up playing a tougher brand of dodgeball than you did.
See, the mean streets of
what, Berkeley?
Livonia, baby.
You know, if you were more than 5-6 feet away and it hit somebody in the head, so be it. But if you intentionally right in front of somebody went at their head, that's crossing the line. It was kind of a unwritten rule. Do we have
sure.
We bring in unwritten rules?
Unwritten
like,
rules, the dodgeball?
Like baseball?
No.
Ooh,
it's ask any PE teacher. There's no headshots. If you go play at the trampoline park, there's no headshots. I'm not saying I agree with it, but that's the rule. It's been the rule forever.
I felt like it was a cheap win for the NFC, for Saquon Barkley to get hit and advance. They threw DeMario Davis out. How is it his fault? He's just trying to hit a moving target.
You have a lot of other body parts you can hit. You just can't go headshot.
Guess not. And then Barkley's team wins the whole thing. I thought it was mired in controversy.
What about a nut shot?
Again, that's okay.
That's the unwritten rule, right?
Yeah, it depends how bad you want to win. But you should be able to catch that one. It's self-defense.
Should be.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just turn around and it gets you.
Sounds like you had a bad experience.
I did in baseball. I was walking to first base as a first base coach. I literally turned around. There was no time to react, and it hit me. And it left a scuff mark on the jewels.
Oh, boy.
How about this ticket text?
Heather, I wish through, Heather was in studio
through
today.
Man. Through the pants and through the boxers. Still got
oh, my gosh.
I cradled.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you. The world needed that.
Uh-huh.
This one says it's a weak-ass rule.
How'd you treat it? Never mind.
You get some Icy Hot?
No.
Oh, no.
I had women looking at me, the moms, and they were literally like, what's wrong? And they didn't understand it.
Oh, I
they
think
don't
most
understand-
women oh, understand well, a nut
oh,
shot.
Come
yeah.
on.
I don't know if you can duplicate that feeling.
I don't know that they care
Maybe
about
not,
the feeling,
but
I think they understand.
Yeah.
I kind of just had the all like ooh from mom. Yeah. Don't say anything. Very weird. 248.
Well, we actually do. Let's go to Brian and Highland. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up?
I was just gonna straighten you out a little bit on the dodgeball rules in collegiate dodgeball. So the National Collegiate Dodgeball Association. They allow headshots. My son was a four-time national champ at Grand Valley, and they definitely allow headshots, and it hurts. They use the big 8.5-inch round rubber dodgeball. And
how many schools are in the NCAA?
There's like 30 schools. Something like that, Kentucky, Penn State, all across the, mostly across the east side of the Mississippi.
Okay.
John, you are baffled.
Thanks for Brian.
Are we having White Goodman on the show today?
National Collegiate
He knew
Dodge
the rules!
Ball Association. It should be the NCDBA.
I think John's just mad that Michigan didn't win those national titles.
Yes, we play real sports.
He said headshots are legal. We're getting mixed response on the ticket text. 248-539-9797. Yeah, your team was playing a basketball game. Did anybody care?
No, not really.
So, but I guess we can mix that in too. Like, too little, too late? Technically, no. But, John, I mean,
if they've got a huge hole to dig out of. They're 12-10. What? They're 500 in the conference. And it's you look at their schedule and how many. Okay, so this is their first quad one win.
Finally,
and you're thinking, okay, you play against Northwestern and people are celebrating it as a quad one win. I don't even understand how it's a quad one win, other than the fact that it's top 75 on the road.
Yeah, when you play on the road, you get a little more leeway.
But the rest of their schedule, you're looking at okay, Ohio State, Nebraska. You're not going to get a lot of credit for winning those games. Those are both at home. obviously you play Indiana. They're ranked in the top 25. You get that win at home, and now all of a sudden you can start to raise an eyebrow. And then you've got, you know, a slew of contenders. The Michigan State, all right, you get a chance to play against Michigan State, your rival, at home. While everybody would like to think that's going to be a big win if they're going to get it, and in the state of Michigan, sure, it's a big win. Nationally, eh. So I don't know if they go undefeated from here on out, and let's just, you know, let's play this game
sure.
for a little bit.
Sure,
you know,
John.
Lions in the Super Bowl in 2023, and Michigan goes
never
undefeated.
Never loses again. Sure.
So it's a possibility. It's not a probability. It's still going to be one of those tough calls to get in because there's not a lot of great competition in the Big Ten right now.
That's kind of my thought, too, is, yeah, when you go on the road, you get a little more credit. They could win some road games. But the Big Ten not being very good hurts your case if you even get yourself worked back into the conversation because they're not right now. If they were to win two, three more significant games, it's still in a down Big Ten for a team that's fighting for a 500 record.
Right. And how many teams do they get in on reputation alone or on, you know, eyeballs? Because, hey, it's going to be good for ratings if eight teams of the Big Ten get in.
And some years, yeah, you make the case for it. I don't know that this is one of them. Like, is it too late? No, they could win the Big Ten tournament and guarantee themselves a spot. You want to get hot late in the season. But when your first quad one win is in February, speaks for itself.
I mean, if they're getting in, it's just a war of attrition in terms of, okay, you've got 68 teams to get in. The depth in college basketball this year is horrendous. It's worse than ever.
The interest, you know, in college basketball.
Yeah. But last night, you know, Greg loves the KenPom rankings, mm-hmm. and I do think it's a great barometer to find out who's real and who's not. Michigan's 56th in the KenPom.
Oh, what? I mean,
defensively, they just have liabilities. They're not a good three-point shooting team. And the team they beat last night is 58th. Okay, so I know if Jamie was here, he totally would have been like, oh, wow, we might have a basketball team this year. But at the same time saying, all right, we're entering February. They're untrustable, Northwestern, and they're about ready to go in the tank. And there's efficiency rankings out there that suggest that they might be. Like, I know you were talking about Ohio State.
They're awful.
They play them this weekend, Michigan. Ohio State is 11-11, but they're 32 in KenPom. So
this year is – maybe that's why it's so hard for people to even give a damn about this season. I mean, the Big Ten's down. Both our teams locally are underwhelming, and that's generous to Michigan.
And so the only interest that you really feel – like, we'll watch on and off.
Of course.
But it's not appointment TV, and the only interest that you really feel is when Michigan and Michigan State do go head-to-head.
Yeah, and by the time March rolls around, people will care, but the buildup isn't there this season. So I don't know if you're struggling with it, too. We got some ticket texts on dodgeball and whether you can throw it at people's heads or not. We'll keep taking some of your thoughts. 248-539-9797. Dodgeball was the better watch last night. It's 97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.